Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Yes, I'm back from California. Yancey feels better. Chuck is here. Ole Miss beat Mississippi State. Lane Kiffin's gone to LSU. I don't know what we're going to talk about, boys, yeah, but let's do a show.
Man, a lot of subjects. Well, I was tell me first, how was your trip out to California?
Well, it was nice. The scenery was good, but as I told Yancey beforehand, I'm not a golfer. Like, and the only green grass there was golf course. That's it.
Palm Springs is awesome for golf.
As you were flying in, I'm like, hey, finally, through this desert, there's grass. Oh, there's 18 patches of grass. Yeah. And then right next to it was another neighborhood with 18 patches of grass. Yeah. And that's what it was. You know, they had a little bit around the hotels or resorts or whatever, but for the most part, you needed to play golf or have your kids there to go swim in a norm. You know.
But you've got to do it almost in the fall and the winter. Yeah. You can't go out there in the summer.
It was 75 degrees in the afternoon and sunny and in the 50s at night. It was perfect.
It's a golf mecca.
It was perfect.
Nice.
Saw John Rahm and Sam Burns.
Did you?
And walking through.
So, how was John?
Oh, well, look, it was on Monday. You'd walk into the main lobby, and you'd see this guy. And I'm like, there's no way that is John Rahm. And then Sam Burns on his phone, a little bit of. So I don't know what some of the pro golfers were doing there. They didn't need me out on the links.
It's a mecca.
I would have been like the Clampets out there on the golf course.
you'd have been holding them up.
Walping Mr. DeRosier. You know, it would have been really bad. So we're back. What do we want to talk about?
Yeah.
How are we gonna, I know you got some thoughts coming up, but today we'll give more thoughts in the next segment. We've got text messages. We've got other things to get to, and Harry will join us on the program.
Yeah, well, just probably the first couple of segments here, we'll talk about how Lane departed, and then we'll get to the important stuff about where Ole Miss moves forward and the big hole with Harry and I'm sure, you know, the assistants, who's going to round out the staff, and all that good stuff.
First South Farm Credit offers specialized financing. They structure for all types of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, if you're purchasing for recreational use, or whatever that future use might be. First South can help. Going to Starkville and winning, Chuck's always.
Oh,
always
yeah.
A great day.
Yeah, yeah. Did a good job. Those kids didn't let anything distract them. They went out there and played decent football and, you know, won about what we thought. They doubled State in offense. I give State a little credit, though. Kamario Taylor's a pretty good little player. And Lebby started him at quarterback, and he had a couple of really nice runs. And, you know, I think he's going to be a little quality player in the future.
Not a little. He's going to be a handful. I was really impressed with him. I was impressed with Ole Miss. You know, if Chambliss doesn't kind of go cold there in the second quarter, the game gets really ugly.
Yeah.
But they took care of business. They continue to play up to their capabilities, game in and game out. And I think they're getting – well, you know, you have some hiccups in the Florida game in South Carolina State, but they're finishing strong, Chuck. I like the way they're playing. And I think – this is going to be a rallying cry with the whole thing that happened. I got to speak with several of the players leaving the IPF after yesterday's team meeting to let them know that Lane was gone and Pete was going to be the permanent head coach, and they're excited. There was the sentiment is that, hey, it's us against the world, and I think this is going to help them play inspired ball. I really do.
They didn't have zero problems. They had zero problems with Lane leaving and Pete taking over. I mean, but that's Lane. You know, he's an arm links guy, you know.
Yeah, nobody really had any relationships with him. Usually the quarterback does and maybe a receiver or two, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll go over it with my thoughts. It was just really just Lane just handled this poorly, disastrous. Not poorly is not the right way or the not the right term. And it's a shame, you know, and that'd be some of my five thoughts.
Well, let's go to them. Brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. Nine of them in Mississippi and Tennessee.
You don't have time for them, I don't think.
Well,
give it a try.
We'll start with the first one. This will be my only comment about Lane's departure. Man, if he could just write a book on how not to handle leaving your job, it should have a picture of Lane Kiffin's face on it. He had an opportunity to go down as a legend at Ole Miss, no matter if he stayed or not. But now he will go down as one of the most hated people in Ole Miss history by burning down the house while exiting the door. Thought number two, having said that, the 6 years that Lane was at Ole Miss were the most exciting times of my lifetime as an Ole Miss fan. I will always cherish those memories and want to say thanks to Lane for giving me that. Thought number three, I thought the move to make Pete Golden the permanent head coach was spot on by Keith and Glenn. They had to put out the out-of-control fires thanks to Lane's goals of burning down the house by trying to take all the staff and players with him. This was the perfect move to keep the band together. But it's more than just keeping the band together. We saw that kind of backfire with the Matt Luke move. But I truly believe Pete Golden is going to be a hell of a head football coach at Ole Miss.
Hold on to thoughts four and five, and we'll get to those right after the break. All right? We'll be back.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, later in the show, we'll chat with Harry Harrison. Got your text messages coming up. There are a lot of them. Let me let Yancey finish thought three, four, and five. Go.
Yeah, on thought number three, you know, I was saying it's more than getting the band back together, referring to Pete being able to salvage the staff and the players. He just needs to make sure that he gets the best offensive minds on that side of the ball. Keeping Joe Judge was a must. Now they need to add a couple more offensive minds, and they'll be rocking and rolling. Thought number four, another key to me was keeping defensive line coach Randall Joyner. He, along with Pete and Joe, are the ace recruiters and on-the-field coaches on this staff. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, signing day is just 2 days away, and so far, so good. There have only been two defections in this signing class, 2026 signing class, which is only one blue chip in Corey Barber out of Alabama.
And let me tell you quickly as we get into deeper into the subject, this part of the show brought to you by the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Faris Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest, not outlive the savings during retirement. If you are retired or nearing retirement, the Faris Group office number is 601-607-4141, 601-607-4141 for your consultation.
And you know, look, we'll use this first segment's kind of vent about Lane's departure. And to me, the thing that sticks out to me, Chuck and Gary, is when he didn't get his way to being able to coach in the playoffs, which was ludicrous. That wasn't even a thought, really, and it should have been. Is he should have allowed, and what I'm talking about, burning down the house, and he still could have been a legend. He should have encouraged his coaches to, hey, stick it out through the playoffs. You can still help us. You know, it's 3 weeks away for the playoff game. Let's y'all finish what you started, and then come over here and let's rock and roll, right? And making and giving ultimatums on the thing, you get on the plane, and he can say he didn't say that or not, he did. And threatening Keith and Glenn, saying, if you don't let me do this, I'm going to take the offensive staff and burn your player, you know, poach your players. And he's calling recruits right now and not even giving them an offer to Ole Miss. One of them, the wide receiver out of California, he didn't even give him an offer. And he said, you got to jump ship. You got to leave. You got to leave Ole Miss. It's burning down over there. Leave. And he wasn't even recruiting him to LSU. He's just trying to sabotage Ole Miss's class. That's what I'm talking about, trying to burn down the house. He still, would the Ole Miss fans have been upset if he would have decided to go to LSU? Yes. But if he handled it in the proper way, and then a year from now, people would have gone down and said, hey, he was still a great coach. And over time, he would have still been a legend at Ole Miss. But now he's burned it all down. I mean, why act that way, Chuck?
That's a good question, Yancey. And, you know, he handled the thing wrong starting back a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
You know, by all this baloney about, I don't discuss contracts in the middle of the season. Well, he started dealing with Jimmy Sexton, his agent, 2 months ago about the LSU job, the Florida job, and the opening. And, you know, the idea that he wanted to try to convince us that he wasn't doing all that was just silly. It was silly when he was saying it. I didn't believe him for a second, you know.
Yeah, and the capper was sending the family to Baton Rouge and Gainesville after saying that. But there's just the right way. Why would Lane, Gary, in your opinion, want to handle his business in that way? Why not try to leave places in a professional way?
Because I can tell you why. Because we weren't going to allow him to coach in the playoffs.
That's what I was going to say. He wanted to stay, no matter, like, if it were a trip to Atlanta, he wanted to stay, go to Atlanta. If it was going on into the playoffs as we all expect it to be. He wanted to be there. And so when he didn't get his way, he threw a fit.
Being a narcissist and egomaniac, if you don't get your way, you act like a little brat. And that's what he's doing. He's acting like a little brat now. And it's such a shame because he did so much good here.
I know.
It's so much good.
Even if he would have gotten his way and gotten, they said, okay, you coach the playoffs. Do you think for 1 second he would not have been trying to poach the players to come to LSU with him and the staff during that stretch?
He may have, but that you couldn't worry about that. No. If you were going to allow him to coach, you just had to lie. Couldn't worry about that.
I think Lane would have still done that.
Obviously, he would have talked to the staff, right, and players. Who knows? But that's why you couldn't let him stay. You couldn't let him coach.
That's right.
You just couldn't.
No. My point being is that even if he'd gotten his way, I think he would have tried to burn down
eventually
Ole Miss when he left then.
Yeah.
I don't think I get it that he didn't get his way, so he felt like he had a vendetta. But I still think even if he'd gotten his way, he would have still tried to burn down the
program. But you don't know that. You don't know that.
No, but that's my gut. If a gun was to my head, either or, it would definitely be that he would have still burned down Ole Miss.
People that get their way, though, tend to not burn down what they're, the tendency is. It'd be a very vindictive person if we said, hey, man, you can coach through the playoffs and then you can go to LSU. He would have had to be a psychopath to want to burn us down then.
And it's when you see the national media, North Texas and Tulane are allowing their guys to do it. Well, that's a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. You cannot compare this situation to the situations of Tulane and North Texas. Yeah, both of their guys are still there playing for a title in that conference, but then they're leaving and going in different worlds. You're talking about the bitter of the bitter rivals that he went to. And a team you're going to host again next year in your own stadium, recruiting the same people, battling for the same things. So there was no way to keep him, and there was no way to allow anything else to happen. And he just didn't handle it at all like it should have been.
Do you think John Summerall's calling the Tulane recruits that he's not trying to get to come to Florida, because he is recruiting a couple of them over there to Florida, and that's fine if you're believe in a player and you want them to follow you, and just tell them don't go to Tulane, you need to get out of there, right? I mean, obviously it's not illegal, but it's just so unethical, and it's just I just think that karma at some time again is going to bite him big time.
You would think.
So far, he's coming up smelling like roses now.
He's continued to work his way by.
$91 million. Golly.
I think 72 is guaranteed, and they threw in the bonuses with that. And that was interesting, too, is that his pay was going to be a little bit less than was at Ole Miss when it all said and done. Of course, LSU put out some inflated numbers out there, but it was $12 million a year. I have on good sources Ole Miss is willing to go 13-plus, so – he took really a little pay cut to go to LSU. So I don't know. I just wish that he would have handled it like a pro. And yes, Ole Miss fans would have still been upset, but this hate and the way he goes down could have been prevented. It's just a shame, really.
But that's his nature, though. That was his nature when he was here. He used to tweet at people all the time and troll all these different people. He'll start trolling Ole Miss now.
Oh, he
no question about
definitely
it.
Definitely is.
And he's a master on social media. There's no question, particularly Twitter. There's no question about that. So I'm sure he'll be throwing some barbs our way.
Chuck, what's moving forward here? Enough on Lane. What do you see Ole Miss trying to do offensively to get prepared for the opening round in 3 weeks? Joe Judge, is he going to be kind of the interim offensive coordinator?
No idea. Pete hadn't tipped his hand that way. I know that he's talking with several people, including trying to get Charlie Weiss back. And if Charlie comes back, I'm sure it would be a collaboration between he and Joe Judge. I would have no problem, though, if Joe Judge is the interim OC or his OC, period. If that's who he wants, that's fine. Joe is a fine coach. He can handle it. But he's got other positions he's got to fill in. He's got to get a wide receiver coach and a quarterback coach. I guess Joe could do that.
Yep.
But now what I heard today is Garrison is still here. and the offensive line coach, and Kevin Smith is still here, even though there's words that he's going to leave after the playoffs. That's done.
That's fine.
That's not done.
And whatever happens after the playoffs happens after the playoffs, but we got a chance for a national championship, and they need to get everything in line to try to win these games to win it.
You got to get a tight end coach in here. Cox is gone. And you know, figure out what the coordinator situation is going to be.
I think Dante Moncrief has been, when they broke down into the position groups, Dante Moncrief was with the wide receivers after the team meeting. So I'm not as worried about that with the tight end coach. They got a pretty good assistant to the tight end coach as well for Cox. So I think those, it's just finding an offensive coordinator that can get the game planning ready for the games coming up.
Tons of text messages. We shall not get to all of them. We won't have enough time, but we'll do what we can next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time and then some injuries to get to. First of all, for the text messages, I mentioned Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. You're looking for, I don't know, anything, truthfully. They can help you. And the way things are still blowing and going and being built and stuff around here, CCMOxford.com. All right, to the text messages. Let's do as many as we can. We were having the conversation on Joe Judge about being a part of the offensive staff. Big question. You know, there were a couple debating whether or not it should have been him instead. You've got your offensive people, right, that wanted an offensive guy. But who now do you think will be on the offensive staff? Who stayed that will stay with Pete?
Well, Joe Judge's here. Garrison, the offensive line coach, is here. And right now, Kevin Smith, the running back coach, is here. They're working on trying to get Charlie Weiss back. And they're working on some other things I heard that I'm not at liberty to say right now. But Pete's on top of it now. He's going to get a good staff in here, I believe. We're offering good money. We're going after the right people. So we'll see.
Let me ask you something, Chuck. If they sign, for example, wide receiver coach to fill in George's spot, would he come in and start coaching now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're trying to get guys in here by Wednesday.
Next one, and they pointed out the fact that Kiffin didn't coach against Louisville during COVID. How would that – I don't know if that plays into a committee's thoughts or not. A game that far back, they don't have the data point to talk about Lane Kiffin not being with Ole Miss.
No, and they've already said that they weren't going to let the coaching change be a part of their data points on the decision. If we're not going to drop. I just can't.
It's interesting, and speaking of dropping, I've heard a lot of sentiment that from the concerned Ole Miss fans. Ole Miss is actually in the predictor for a lot of these people that are coming out with the predictions, moving Ole Miss from 7-5 after this past week. So that's going to be an interesting – we'll know a lot more tomorrow night when they come out and that'll kind of give us a clue of what's going to happen.
I will be shocked if we're not in the top 8. Shocked.
I think the question is –
that's a home game.
Do they put Texas A&M in front or behind Ole Miss? I think basically you're going to stay just about – you're going to be in that 6-7 spot.
I think it's 7.
One way or the other.
I think it's 7.
But there's a big difference between 5-6 than 7-8, right?
Yes.
7-8, you're playing a national championship caliber team where 5-6 you're not.
You're going to have to play them eventually anyway.
Well, no doubt.
Did Kiffin have to pay Ole Miss to buy out of his contract?
LSU did, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to come out of Kiffin's pocket. $4 million is what I think the number is. I think it was $5
million. That's what I had heard
year.
A long time ago.
And it goes down. It was going down when he re-signed last year, $1 million per season. So I think it's $4 million, but it could be $3 to $4 million. So, you know, I guess there's consolation prize.
Well, that's enough money that you can make a nice offer to some assistants.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the question comes in. The texter wanted Alabama to lose and Ole Miss go to Atlanta. He wanted to finally get that monkey, I guess, off the back. How did you feel about going or not going to the SEC championship?
I had mixed emotions, but when all's said and done, I wish Auburn had won and we had gone. You know, but I got to admit, I did have mixed emotions about it.
I think it was too soon right now to go play again this weekend after what just transpired. And they don't even have their offensive staff settled. Hypothetically, what if they'd have went and laid an egg, and then they said, there's your data point. And not only dropped Ole Miss out of hosting, but kicked them out of the playoffs altogether. It's not worth risking to me.
Keith would have had to keep Kiffin another week.
Yep.
They wouldn't have had any choice. They'd have had to keep the staff another week. They couldn't have gutted the staff and said, go to Atlanta Saturday. They wouldn't have had a choice.
Could you imagine going through this another 7 days? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's just the way it would have been.
Yeah.
And since we have a couple of minutes left, the Rebel Injury Report's brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians at Ole Miss. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Now they have clinics all over the state of Mississippi. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 or MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
The only two I got is Daquan Wright, tight end, is struggling with a shoulder issue, and you could tell it in the Egg Bowl. And then Antonio Kite didn't play due to a hamstring issue at State. He didn't play very well against Florida because he was struggling with it.
And those are two key pieces, and that's why, you know, outside of the coaching issues with playing the SEC championship, I mean, that game takes a lot out of you. You saw what it did at Georgia last year. So. Yeah. Getting an extra week, having 3 weeks to let those two players heal is big, I think.
All right, still to go, we've got Harry. We've got your Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. We've got the SEC and the Ole Miss news coming up, the good, the bad. and the ugly. Can't wait to hear that out of Chuck. I'm ready for that one to pop up in a little bit. He's got a smile, so I got a feeling he's ready, Yancy, to get
You're going to be surprised. Trust me, you're going to be surprised.
So a lot of things still going on. One other text message is, and it was explain, Yancy, the difference in 5 and 6 versus 7 and 8 in your mind. In the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, I think 7 and 8 is you're playing a true contender.
Notre Dame or Alabama.
Yeah. 5 and 6 is
ACC champ or Tulane or North Texas. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And it's big really difference. And really the 6th seed, if it holds true now, the 6th seed, you don't have to play Georgia in the 2nd round if Georgia stays where they are. So you'd rather be the 6th seed than the 5 seed, kind of a weird way to put it, but I would like to avoid Georgia in that 2nd round. I think Georgia and Ohio State are the 2 best teams that Ole Miss would have to play in the tournament.
Harry Harrison will join us next. Sorry, go ahead.
We're going to be 7.
Yep. Here we go. Harry's next.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/get_terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all, so when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw
is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Clary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Clary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Clary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Clary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And we roll along with tonight's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, a game day outlook brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929, 54 locations, six different states. They go the distance for you. We welcome in Harry Harrison.
What's going on, gentlemen? Y'all got it all talked out?
We're doing great, Harry. My first thing to you is, 2012, Freeze's first year at Ole Miss, I believe that's his correct year, and it is. They started the same five offensive linemen, I believe, every snap. Didn't they, Chucky?
I think so.
And we've seen something similar happen this year. I believe maybe a couple snaps in the first game, somebody missed a game. But they played all five of those starters the whole season. How big has that been for this team?
Well, I said each and every weekend, see, that I thought the offensive line group of starting with the tackles of Williams and Diego Pounds, and then the inside guys, with Bryson Sanders at the center and Kudus at the right guard and Townsend at left guard, those guys have gotten better every week. I think John Garrison's doing a fantastic job of coaching those guys up, and I think that particular group, I think, is the MVP of this season, just because of the way they pass pro, the way they run block. We just had a terrific offense, and it all starts up front. Townsend, I think, got hurt about the second scrimmage of fall camp and missed the Georgia State game. and came in the second half of the Kentucky game, and I don't think he's missed since. So he was the one lone soldier that was missing to begin with, and once he got there and got established at the left guard position, it's just been a solid group all season. And I think that's the MVP of the entire season was that offensive line group.
You know, Harry, and it's funny, when your offensive line is only as good as your weakest link, and no offense to P.J. Wilkins, but it really started to gel when Townsend came back.
Yeah, I thought it definitely got better, Chuck. I mean, he's a road warrior, really good run blocker, but his pass blocking extremely well too. And you know, it really starts on the outside for pass blocking because normally, unless they're bringing blitzes or you get a stunt up front and somebody breaks loose, normally you get those speed rushes, those bull rushes from your DNs on the outside. And I thought Jay Williams and Diego Pounds have both really held up. Both in left and right side all season, and and then of course Bryson Sanders at the center. This is his third year to be here, and sometimes it just takes a while for an offensive line to mesh. But this group is meshed early in the season, and they've gotten better, and they're peaking now at the right time.
You know, and I would have bet money that either Pounds or Williams would have gotten hurt sometime during the season because that's kind of their history.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, especially Jay Williams, he's missed a lot of playing time the last couple of years. Started as a redshirt freshman at left tackle and really played well. Wasn't quite as big as he needed to be at that point. But here we are, you know, 12th game, and he's held up very well, and so has Diego Pounds. But, another tip your hat to the offensive line coach, John Garrison, who's really held those guys out at certain times when they needed rest and not overworking those guys because, you know, when you're practicing 5 days a week and playing 12 live football games in 60 minutes each Saturday, that's a lot of reps, Chuck, and those guys get pounded on every time the ball snapped. And so I think they've done a really good job of coaching those guys, number one, but also protecting their bodies and keeping them healthy and ready to play.
You went to a lot of practices, Harry. What did you think about the true freshman, Devin Harper, and what other tackles out there did you make a note of and say, okay?
I think Devin Harper is a star in waiting, Chuck. I think he could have played a lot this year had one of those guys gotten hurt. He's come in last part of the season as one of those jumbo packages. He and Terrez Davis have been those blockers when you run behind them down on goal line. And we had the defensive guys in there first few games, and since then we've been playing those backup tackles. Terrez Davis is an interesting candidate. He came in from Maryland, started at Maryland at left tackle some as a true freshman. Really athletic. You know, you'd like to have him another inch and a half taller perhaps. I think in the spring they'll probably wind up with Ed Guard, maybe. We'll just have to see. I think Wilkins is a more elite size at 6'6 or 6'7 and 330 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But he's young, Chuck. He was young when he got here, had not played a lot at I think he was from Charlotte, University of Charlotte, had not played a bunch. But very athletic. I think we've talked about his Dominique Wilkins' nephew, so he comes from an athletic background, athletic family. So I think he's got a chance to be a tackle also. You know, they're going to sign some guys in this class on Wednesday. I believe it's Wednesday. And there's a guy, too, in there that might be able to play. But it's pretty hard to play at that level as a true freshman. That's really hard. And some teams we played against, you just don't play good or consistently when you're that young trying to play up front. There's been some, Terrence Metcalf being one of the exceptions, but there are not many of those.
Yeah, let's move to running back. Harry, who does Kewon Lacy remind you of? It doesn't have to be former Rebel, just any running back that you can place. I think he's got a style of his own kind of.
Well, he does, Chuck, and he's not a big guy. You know, he steps up and blocks those linebackers on those blitz packages, and you think, well, this guy's 225 pounds. He's about 205 or 208, somewhere in that range, 5'11", maybe 6 foot. So he's not your average big guy as far as his blocking skills, but, man, he puts everything he's got into it, and he runs. His ability to make people miss is his M.O., Chuck. He's just yak yards. That's what he's so good at, making people miss after contact. And I thought Mississippi State did a good job of tackling him on Friday. They missed him a lot, but they also made some tackles and turned him around. I thought the Smith kid, who was whose father actually played at Ole Miss, he played outside linebacker slash strong safety number two, was their best defender, and he made some good tackles on Kawan Lacy. But you know what? Never back down. Just kept running. He wound up with just short of 150 yards rushing in a game. And when we run the ball that effectively, it opens up those passing lanes downfield. And Mississippi State kept bringing blitzes and playing man on the outside. And I kept saying, okay, that's great. We're just going to throw it down the field on you eventually. And so they kept running the ball, and eventually play action froze those safeties and linebackers, and the corners got beat a lot, but they did a whole bunch of grabbing. I think we had a record number of pass interference or holding calls on corners in that game, because I just thought our receivers were a lot more athletic and could run better than those guys, and that turned out to be true.
Harry, going forward here with the playoff preparations and the staff not settled in yet, on the offensive side of the ball, how capable is Joe Judge in your eyes of being kind of a slash quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, to keep the continuity going for the preparations?
I mean, Yancey, that's a hard question for me to answer. I think he's very capable. Man's been a head coach in the NFL. He's been a coordinator in the NFL. I think he's very capable of that. He's been on the sideline with our quarterbacks all year, Trinidad and down there. And so he's in all those staff meetings, all those preparations as far as putting together a game plan. I would think that he'd be very knowledgeable of what we've been running and how it's surmised. And I think I've never sat in one of those staff meetings when they're game planning or they're talking about this and that. Being a defensive guy, they may be talking over my head, but I think he's very capable. If he winds up, at this point, without any more information, we're all assuming he might be the guy going forward. You know, so I don't know more any more than that. But as the days and weeks wear on, we're going to find out exactly what those positions are. But I think he's very capable.
Well, no matter what position he's assigned to, whether he's the coordinator or the quarterback coach or whatever, he's going to be an important cog in this offensive staff. There's no question.
No doubt, Chuck. No doubt. I mean, we don't know if he'll be up in the booth, calling plays. Mm-hmm. He'll be on the sideline like he's been doing all year, going through all the various plays and calls and misses with the quarterbacks. Regardless of where he is, he's definitely going to be a major decision maker on this offense.
Tell us what you know about Pete Golden. What do you expect of him as a head coach and the environment around the facility?
Yancey, I think Pete Golden is a brilliant young defensive coordinator that's now getting his shot at being a head coach. Tireless worker, a really good recruiter, but maybe his best attribute is recognizing talent. He's an evaluator. Most of those guys that came through the portal, I'm not going to say he was evaluating wide receivers, but all those defenders the last two or three years, he's been the guy to evaluate that, put the rubber stamp on them, go, yeah, we want to go after these guys. I think he's just a guy that recognizes talent. We know how good he is as a coordinator. You're taking on more responsibility as a head coach, and now you got to organize, 10 assistant coaches and 70 or 80 players, and everybody's on the same page. But I think from an organizational standpoint, he'll do extremely well with that. I'm a Pete Golden fan, and I was hoping he was going to get that shot. When I heard he was just going to be the interim, I thought, let's go. And it wound up going a step further and made him the head coach. I'm excited about it for him. I haven't had a chance to speak with him personally, but I will before the week or two is over. But I'm excited for Ole Miss to have him.
I think the important thing with Pete, we know what he can do on the defensive side of the ball, but as a head coach, I think it's going to be important for him to maintain a balance between defense and offense. When you get a head coach like Lane. Lane was an offensive guy, and for a while, until he got Pete, we were offensive heavy. I think Pete's biggest challenge is keeping a good balance between offense and defense.
Well, I think that's any coach, Chuck, yeah. But I think he's got to go out and find a really good offensive coordinator. I have no idea where that'll be, but I know he's got a list of people he'll be pursuing. I don't know currently on our staff if we got that guy. Is that Joe Judge? Does he want to be that? Is Charlie Weiss coming back and coaching? I have no – y'all may have answers to that.
I certainly
don't. But he's got to go find an offensive coordinator, Chuck, because, Pete is heavily into the defensive side. Hey, guess what? So is Nick Saban.
Yeah.
But you put a really good offensive coordinator in there and keep things balanced with his defense. The team will respond to Pete Golding. He's really kind of the leader out there of that football team, and not only the defensive side, but even the offensive side. And he's just one of those guys. But yes, one of his first priorities will be putting together a staff, and of course, an offensive coordinator will be paramount in getting that done.
And Harry, we could argue that probably the players are closer to Pete than they were Lane.
I don't think you'd have to argue much about that, Chuck. I think that's a given.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, thank you much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next Monday. Should get a little better feel after the committee comes out tomorrow night with the seating.
Yeah, we'll get a tease tomorrow night and the real deal next Sunday.
That's right.
Hey, Harry. Yancey's got on a jacket he had in the eighth grade, and he's about to bust a button that might kill Gary if it hits him.
Well, I was sick in those 10 days, Harry. I did a lot of eating, so got to get that exercise back in.
Yes, you're going to blame that on Thanksgiving? Is that what you
do? Yeah.
I blame it on being sick. Yeah. He didn't have a whole lot to do.
Yeah. All right, guys, enjoy.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Quick look into the SEC at Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South State leader in jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, she's worth it. It's ACC-SEC Challenge Week for basketball.
Yeah.
Miami is in town tomorrow. Ole Miss 5-2, the Canes 6-2, and then third. That's an 8 o'clock tip, by the way. And then Thursday, number 13 Ole Miss hosting number 18 Notre Dame in the women's ACC-SEC Challenge. That also is an 8 o'clock start for that one.
We hadn't even had time to go over basketball.
I think tomorrow's going to be a good game.
I do, too. Yeah.
What kind of teams Miami got, Gary?
Better, brand-new coach.
Aren't they 5-2?
Six and two. They won. They beat Dayton in the last game.
Mm,
so 6-2. Lornega has been there for a long, long, long time.
They got a forward that's averaging 20 points a game, I think.
They've got a couple of guys in the double digits, and Jai Lucas took over. No, John Lucas, NBA player, coach, his son is now the first-year head coach there. He's been an assistant all over the place. A lot of transfers, a lot of people in from everywhere else,
sure,
like most. But the KenPom rankings are something you look at to kind of, and a committee reference, Ole Miss 42, Miami 46 right now. Okay. So it should be a pretty evenly matched game tomorrow night.
We got to get back on the winning side, because that trip out to California wasn't very impressive to me.
Tough losses. Iowa and Utah, we'll see. Hopefully neutral site losses at the end of the year, but they need to bounce back tomorrow, because it's St. John's in New York on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
that's a big one.
It's a real schedule.
I really like this schedule, though.
I do, too. Put Elias back at point guard, the main guy. Let him distribute the ball. That's the only thing I'm going to say about it.
Recruiting and the good, bad, and ugly to finish us up.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And again, the final couple of things we'll do here tonight, the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segments brought to you by The Grove Collecting with a mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student athlete, giving a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, signing day's Wednesday. It used to be such a big day, Chucky, for 20-plus years. We'd go up there and speak and be 1,500 people out there. But it's different now. Two different signing days. But the early signing day is this Wednesday. Ole Miss right now is currently ranked 21st. They have 18 commitments. I always say you want 10 blue chippers. That's what you need to compete for championships. Right now they got 7. They lost one last night, as we mentioned earlier, Corey Barber from Alabama. But some of the highlights, the 4 or 5-star guys, Landon Barnes is the highest ranked player. He's ranked 53rd in the country, defensive end, big time rush in, 6'3.5", 245 out of Duncansville, Texas. Demarius Yates, the top skilled guy in the state of Mississippi. He's the number 8 running back in the country out of Kemper County. He's 5'10", 195, home run hitter, can take it to the house. Any play gets his hand on it. Craig Tuitt, a safety, 6'3", 180 out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, ranked number 154 player in the country. J.C. Anderson, this is a name to watch. He's on the flip watch to LSU, a tight end, 6'6", 230 out of Illinois. So we'll see what happens with him. Dorian Barney, cornerback out of Carlton, Georgia, 6'1", rated the 175 player in the country. Emmanuel Tucker, the top offensive lineman in the state of Mississippi, at a bend spot there in New Albany, Mississippi, 251st player in the country. And then Anthony Davis, a linebacker, ranked the number 298 player, overall player, 24 linebacker out of Logansville, Georgia. So they've held tight, guys. They're not they've only lost 2 players, and one of them was a low 3-star guy. So they're, you know, so far so good, and we'll see what happens Wednesday.
I think this Wednesday is important, but I don't think it's critical.
No.
Because you got the portal coming up, and then you got another signing period. And, you know, Pete and his staff have to get their feet on the ground.
One guy to look for that maybe kind of make a headways across the country that every new coach likes to do, Zion Gibson. He's ranked the number 2 cornerback in the country, top 50 national ranked player out of Gadsden, Alabama. Just decommitted from Alabama after they announced Pete, and he visited Ole Miss a couple weeks back. So that's something to kind of keep your ears, Zion Gibson. And boy, do they need some more corners for the
future. Interesting.
Very good. Good, Bad, and Ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they have you covered, home and business. Certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. They offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text this number, 662-644-4297, 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
All right, the good. Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss to go to arch rival LSU to coach the Tigers. The bad, Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss to go to arch rival LSU to coach the Tigers. The ugly, Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss to go to arch rival LSU to coach the Tigers. His departure to me was good, bad, and ugly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can talk about each one, but, you know, that's it in a nutshell to me. Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's got different personalities, right? It's like he's got three or four different people all in one body. And, you know, I'm going to remember those good years. So, I'm not going to dwell in the negative, and I'm going to remember those. It was hell of a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of good time.
Absolutely.
He just handled leaving wrong, and he's continuing. I wish he would have stopped it as is, but like I mentioned before, he's continuing trying to sabotage the Ole Miss program. I wish he would quit acting like a 12-year-old and grow up. And, you know, he's his own worst enemy.
Well, his daughter had a Snapchat or whatever you call it now a couple of weeks ago, a picture of him with his hands in his pockets, and she said, "Sometimes I think my father's a 12-year-old." That's exactly right.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Hell of a football coach, though. I'm going to give him
that. Ain't no question about it.
One of the elite.
You know, and he's going to win the PR battle. Because he's a master at social media.
Oh, yeah. They'll eat it up. And he'll win. He'll win big at LSU. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
But will he win enough for them? That's the question.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They just fired a guy that won 10, 9, and what are they going to win this year, 8?
7, 7 right now. I'm sure they might win a bowl game. But, yeah, I mean, he had it all at Ole Miss. Everything that a person could want. That's what was so odd about it because, you know, as someone in the workforce, you want to be able to work well with the people that are your so-called bosses. And he had Keith and Glenn and Walker and all pulling in the same direction.
It was more than that, Yancey.
I know.
It was three guys that never told him no.
Yeah.
He didn't hear the word no.
I know.
He could go fishing whenever he wanted to. He could do whatever he wanted to do.
An hour late if he wanted to.
He had 60 employees under him. 60. And counting all the recruiting analysts and all that stuff. Man, come on, brother. Come on.
I do think he'll regret it in a few months. Even before the season starts, I think the lifestyle in Baton Rouge and people poking and trying to get into his program. And, you know, he wants full control of it. I think he won't admit it, but I think a couple of years down the road, if you gave him that true serum shot, he'd be like, yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen, but he's going to definitely find it more difficult as far as people keeping their thumb on him.
Yeah.
You know, making him go to alumni meetings, making him shake hands with alums after
all of that,
after the meetings. He never did that here.
Didn't have to, and nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
It's a different animal down there. Now, I had a long conversation with Van Chancellor a couple of weeks ago. He was the LSU Lady Tiger basketball coach for 4 years or 5 years. And he said, man, they're intense down there when it comes to alumni meetings and all that stuff.
Good luck.
Couple of big basketball games, and then one more voting. We'll see how that goes on Tuesday.
Yeah, and then is it next Sunday? Not next
Sunday.
Tuesday.
Right Sunday. After the championship games.
Wow. Hotty toddy.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.